Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na-na-na-na-na-na-na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, I do. Need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
Change the world what it used to be.
Yeah.
Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Tell me now.
Wonder what you tell me now.
Fire.
color. Everybody, we need each other. Wake up, everybody.
No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead.
Wake up all your teachers. Start to teach a new way.
They're the ones that suffer
each and every day.
Teach the children.
Teach the baby.
Teach the baby.
Teach the children.
Teach the children.
Teach the baby.
Teach the children.
Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory for this awesome, this wonderful first Monday of 2023. Grateful and thankful to still yet be here amongst the living in another wonderful year. We're expecting great things in 2023, and we just come declaring and decreeing that same prosperity upon your lives and every aspect of your life as well. We want to just welcome you tonight to the Blog Talk Radio show as we speak about let's start fresh with a new level of oneness. Let's just start all over and let's do a fresh start here in 2023. Anything that we know that needed a correction, let's make that correction, start afresh. Things that we know we've been doing right, let's expand on it and continue to do those things. We just thank God for the marriages that he still yet has intact, because we know Satan is so busy, he's willing to destroy everything in his power as it relates to marriages. Because how many of us know that when you destroy the marriages, you're destroying a family unit, and he doesn't like to see a family unit together. So we're grateful that you're here tonight to hear a little bit more about how you can start with a fresh new level in your oneness. We thank God for you being a part of the number that's here as we usher in the Holy Spirit, because there's nothing that we can do without the Spirit leading, guiding, and directing us. So it's nice to have you to be here in agreement, a part of that number where we can be able to say we stand in agreement. So most gracious and most heavenly Father, for each and every one of these powerful, strong, God-fearing men and women that made their way to the Blog Talk Radio show tonight, we pray blessings on top of blessings for each and every one of them. We come declaring and decreeing in the mighty name of Jesus right now, Lord God, that you will go before each and every one of us, that you will make our path straight, that you will give us the ability to understand and know that there's nothing too impossible for you. So anytime we're going through, Lord God, and we need to just stretch our hands high and wide to you, we ask that you meet us in the spirit, that you lead, guide, and direct us and help us overcome any situation. I pray for every marriage that's represented under the sound of my voice, that you allow them to go forward in oneness with the fresh start, and be able to understand and know what their role is so that they continue to be the best spouse on this side of heaven. We recognize that there's individuals that have come tonight to hear a word in season on how they can be the best spouse on this side of heaven. Allow them to receive this word. Allow them to just be able to eat of it and allow them, Lord God, at the appropriate time to be able to regurgitate it, to bring it back to their remembrance when you bless them with their perfect soulmate. There may be someone already in their presence that's already married that would benefit from this word tonight, Lord God. Let the individuals that are here tonight be a blessing to someone else. As always, Lord God, I thank you for the man of the hour. I pray for my husband, Minister Jesse, as he comes forward, brings us a word in season for all of us to learn and grow from, for us to apply to our daily lives to be better individuals. Bless everything that he says, does, and touches. Bless his health. Bless his finances. Bless all of his intellectual capital that he shares, that he will be able to use it to gain, Father God, prosperity from. I just want to say thank you as always, Father God, for being with all of our children near and far, wherever they are. We personally thank you for entrusting them in our care. We ask that tonight, Lord God, you help us have a better understanding of the things that you desire for us to do so that we're obedient unto your word. I pray tonight, Lord God, that you would give us an opportunity to go forward and help make a difference in someone else's life. Let us speak life and Let us encourage them. Let us build them up, as a matter of fact, and allow them to be in a receptive mode. And anytime we've done any wrong or brought aught onto another brother or sister, let us be quick to go ask for forgiveness, or be quick when someone asks us to forgive to receive that. I thank you on tonight, Lord God, that we will recognize, know, and understand that there's no, not one that's perfect under your Son, Lord God. And I just pray that tonight we all recognize that and we do our part to be able to love on each other and get along. You said, Lord God, that we must love our neighbors. How are we going to love you, someone that we physically have not seen, when we say we can't love someone that we have the ability to put eyes on and see on a regular basis? So go and teach us how to be better lovers of you, Lord God, therefore being better lovers of the people that we come in contact with. Keep us protected from the evil one. Allow us to put on the full armor of you every day, Lord God, to withstand the wiles of the devil. As always, I want to just say thank you for this day and every day that you give us to glorify your holy name. Thank you for another great year to be able to say Happy New Year to everyone under the sound of my voice, and may they go forward and accomplish great things in this new year that you've gifted us with. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen, amen, and amen to the glory of God.
Well, amen. One more time, we praise God for the prophetic and ministry gifts of my queen, my wife, my best friend, my confidant. What a beautiful thing it is to have a wife that is a co-worker in the ministry, because we know the harvest is plentiful. The laborers are few. It's a beautiful thing to be able to labor in love with the one that you love. So again, I thank my queen as well. I thank God for my queen. I thank God for everything that she's doing. And, you know, this year, just like this day, it's starting off in a way similar to how 2022 ended up. We had this morning, which seemed like it was, I just had to think about it when you were praying. It was like we were praying this morning, and we had a joint prayer time this morning, brothers and sisters from all over the United States, some of which, of course, are married, and some that are not married, some husbands are on, and some the wives are on, but a beautiful time in prayer, praise, and fellowship to get this new year, this year started. I know so many perhaps are also doing the same over the weekend, last night, night before. But it's always a great idea to come to be refreshed, to have a new anointing, to set new goals and new ideas, and to expand upon the visions that you had before. So we praise God tonight for any and all that are listening live right now, and those that perhaps you are now listening in the archives. Whatever it may be, we know that God is going to give you something, because God is not going to ask us and anoint us to come and share something without somebody being able to take away some nugget from the Father. It's been and we reflect back, Tammy, you know, we were chatting. We just want to really have a conversation tonight and, you know, just about things that's happened in this past year, some of the challenges that we face and some of those that yet may be going on now that may be of benefit to others that are going through some similar realities. I mean, during the course of this year, a lot of things took place. I mean, we can look around the world at all of the things that are going on and how they relate with so much in Scripture about signs of the end times and all of that, with wars and rumors of wars and famines and fires and hurricanes and tsunamis and the wildfire, all kinds of activities going on all over the world. Human trafficking, more corruption and more lies and deception in politics than any time ever before in history. And yet even just over these past, you know, few hours, you know, learning and finding the bodies of a young man decapitated and I mean, just all kinds of things taking place, castrated and in just a foul, foul manner. And the murder of four Idaho students apparently being found. So many things going on that keeps people's minds away from the power and the simplicity of what God gave us that would be a benefit, which is the concept of oneness itself. The idea that we live in a day and time where people do not see the benefit, the value of being able to love someone and being able to trust someone, being able to be with someone, being able to know that this person has my back, I have their back, that we live in a world right here in the United States where less than 50% of all of Americans do not enjoy that today. And in many of the black communities, less than 25% do not have the privilege of enjoying that today. And so tonight, Tammy, when I think about 2022 and some of the things we want to do in 2023, there have been so many challenges. I mean, from a standpoint of spiritual challenges, mental challenges, financial, physical, emotional, social, just all of those things. So we think about the marital leadership plan that we've worked with for so many years. When we look at the fruit of the Spirit and how it impacts all of those six areas, it's just amazing to me that God this year gave us so many new chapters in our book of life. I mean, the one thing I know that comes to my mind, and you can share with this, I mean, I know we thought we were going to be new grandparents, you know, to start out, because life is what it's all about, and we put that at the top of our, you know, list for things that happened in 2022. When we think about, we thought there was going to be a new granddaughter, but we had to deal with that, and maybe there's others that are going through out there that may help them. But what's your thoughts? You know, as we had to go through that, the loss of what we thought was going to be a beautiful, well, she was, still was a beautiful granddaughter, but we had to deal with, you know, being a stillborn. But how did that affect you, and how has it affected you today, and how are you coping with that?
Well, Jesse, as anything, I think that a lot of times we go through various things for us to be a blessing to others. I have never experienced anything like this. I don't remember anyone relatively very close in my family. I know I wasn't a part of the family then, but I know our dear sister Dolores went through stillborns with twins and had some challenges. But this was the first that I've had to experience it. I never dreamed that it would affect someone this hard. And it was very difficult for me personally. When you have your hopes up so high and you're expecting to do so much, and then when the time finally comes, when you're getting closer to that moment for the realization to come forward, and then you get hit with the opposite. You're able to welcome her 1 minute, and within a matter of hours, you have to say goodbye. That was a very difficult and trying time in all of our lives, in our immediate family and others. And I just hope and pray that God gives me words of wisdom as I continue to grow and heal, to be able to be there as another part of my ministry to help another family overcome and get through. One of the things we have to recognize and be able to understand that we're going to go through some things, and what we will have to realize is when we go through them, it's always for a reason and a purpose. And, you know, I think about, you know, Ezekiel 11:19, where it says, I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove them from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. And I know that is a true scripture, because when it first happened, we have a tendency to so often blame and say, why us, God? Why did we have to go through this? Why are we going through these challenges in our lives? And sometimes our hearts get hardened, and that's when we got to come from underneath and out of that clay that's causing us to sink, but pull ourselves up and be able to know that there is a plan and a purpose for all of our lives. And we all have to understand and know that when things happen around us, we can't so much question, but we're human. It may happen. And that's why God says, even in his word, that he will allow them a heart of flesh. So, of flesh. And I'm just praying that anyone that's heart is hardened for one reason or another, for things that they've been through in 2022, that is now behind us, and we're ready to press forward to the mark of the high calling and see what God has in store for us and allow us to have our hearts afresh and be able to do the things we need to do to be in a loving spirit to be a blessing to others.
Powerful, powerful. And we know there's been so many births that have taken place this year. I know in other families and families that we know, and so many young children in the last year or 2 years. So God puts right in front of us, I believe, the blessing associated with birth. But as you said, I believe it can be so beautiful, well articulated. And it's for a purpose. We believe that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And see, then there comes death. You know, a lot of our friends and those that we know, they had to deal with death in 2022. And I know that when we think about death, we don't really want to deal with it. None of us. I know I don't. But it is a reality. It is something that we all will face and we all will deal with at some time or another. And so when we think about, you know, 2022, I think of the young men. Well, they were not young by what the world said, but they were young in what God said he made available to us, 120 years. Some may have been 71, may have been 56 or 57. I remember, you know, this year, Tammy, having an opportunity to conduct a eulogy for one of our children coaches, Coach West. And I tell you, that was something that was really difficult, because he was a man younger than me, and he had gone through some of the same challenges that I'd gone through. But I learned so much from you in ministry and seeing how you loved his wife and how you encouraged his wife. And I believe that your ministry really blossomed and it grew. I saw it actually grow before my own eyes as God used you to minister. Don't believe and don't want to receive anywhere near thinking that he was preparing you for my demise. But at the same time, I do feel that he blessed you and blessed her so much with the words that he gave you to share with her. So just a question on that. How did that hit you? Because I think it brought us closer together in reality, to be honest with you. But how was it going through as God was giving you the unction to share during that time?
Well, one of the things, Jesse, I will say is because of the love that I have for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because of the love that I have for him and because of the love that I have for you, and for me to watch you go through what you went through about 8 years ago or so, and then to be able to see how God allowed you to truly overcome and for that ugly thing we refer to as cancer to be in remission, it did my heart well to be able to give back to someone else and to understand and know who I am in Christ Jesus so that I can be a blessing. I knew that family was in need, and I couldn't wait around or try to put a group together to be a blessing to them. I just had to do what God was telling me to do at that particular time in my life. And he had me in a position where I had a little bit more time to give of myself to another family. When I think of, you know, Isaiah 40, and when I think of 31 that we're so familiar with, we all got to believe that there's always some additional space, room, energy in us, that we have the ability that it tells us in Isaiah 40:31, it says those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. I might have been weak going through other things, but when I knew there was a need, I knew God was going to allow me to have hope for him to renew my strength. It says they were sore on wings like eagles. I know it was the wind beneath my wings that he gave me to give me strength to do everything that I did during that 3 to 4 month period of time that we were there being a blessing to the Fuller family. It says they will run and not grow weary. Not one time did I say I grew weary at all. I had to be the wind beneath Montrese's wings and help push her and help speak to the doctors and help organize a homegoing service for an awesome man that did such a great job with our children. And it says they will walk and not be faint. I never once felt any faint in anything that I was doing, from talking to the doctors to helping her over at the funeral home as we were preparing the homegoing services. Her sister flew in, and the three of us sat down to determine what package she may want to consider. And then for us to be there the day of the actual celebration of life and for our family to pull together and do so much for another family in need, that's love. And that's where God would want us to be, and that's what he would want us to do. So I hope and pray that even through that process that he did allow me an opportunity to mature and grow and understand the blessing that I do have in you. So I hope you were able to reap some benefits, because you surely released me without hesitation and said, go be a blessing to that family. They need you for such a time as this. And because of that, I know God's got you, and he's going to keep you. Even though we're going through this battle again, we do not fret. We do not grow weary, but we know that he's going to keep us both strong and allow us to keep moving, because he's going to continue to put that wing, that air beneath our wings, to allow us to continue to mount up like eagles, to begin to continue to run and not grow weary and of well-doing, knowing what's going on around us. So I'm grateful and I'm thankful that I had an opportunity to be a blessing. I just hope the example that I gave to another family was seen by others for them to pay it forward and do the same thing, because so many families are in need of others stepping in and being a blessing.
Well, that was powerful. I mean, we've been blessed in the past. I know watching our brother-in-law, Dunny, do the same thing for my twin in love, my sister, Debbie, your sister in blood. And what we've learned in watching him do those things for his wife has been a blessing as well. And to see again you in action again, that just was powerful for me. And we all grow in different ways. And then, of course, this was the year we were going to sell our home. And we put our home on the market. And the first day we had an offer, and first time, within 1 hour of going on the market, first person made us an offer more than what we was even asking for in the marketplace. And then for whatever reason, God has called us to take a step back, to reconsider, to look or whatever. Because I know I've meditated on it and thought, what in the world is God sharing something? Is he showing something? And perhaps maybe it's because we all sometimes have to step back. And when we want to do something, we still got to do it in God's timing. Because we know, according to Psalm 37:4, when we delight ourselves in the Lord, he's going to give us the desires of our heart. And so I know, Tammy, I believe that we are going to be able to do that which we desire to do with that period of time we call retirement. But for whatever reason, God has said, be patient. And we know that patience is one of the dimensions of the fruit of the Spirit. I know in your heart, in both of our hearts, we thought that was it, but for whatever reason, God said no. And we can speculate on why God said no and why the timing was not right. But I'm bringing this up because a lot of times when some of us, we feel like, oh, we had a setback or we had a desire to do something that didn't happen when we wanted to do it, that we still sometimes have to receive the blessing by resting in God and knowing that God knows our heart. He knows our intent. And when we're willing to do so, and we can stay in agreement and not get out of agreement, that in due season, God will indeed bless us. I know I was frustrated, a little bit disappointed, to be quite honest, but I rested in my spirit that for whatever reason, God said, my son, my daughter, the timing right now just is not the right time. But how do you see that? I mean, does it hit your spirit the same way that God is just saying, you know, be peaceful? You know, be patient. Don't worry about it. Don't trip on it. all things are going to work together for good. We know that that's what he's always told us, and that's what we've always believed. But what do you say to something like that, a young couple, a middle-aged couple, or whatever? They've been wanting to do something for a long time, and they think the timing is right, and everything looks to be in place, and all of a sudden, for whatever reason, it appears like God is not blessing that which you want to do. So how do you mentally, spiritually, how do you really, how did you cope with that, knowing that it looked like the window was slipping by and all of a sudden the market changes, as people say, and I know I was thinking and feeling, well, it's all in God's hands. But some others may look at it differently. But for us, how are you looking at it to make sure that we still could be in alignment, be in agreement, and deal with whatever the market would say in light of what God desires for us to do?
Well, there's a couple of things, Jesse. I think for us, we try to stay as much as possible in the will of God. And people that have been on here for many years will come to an agreement with me that I've said it over and over again, and I believe it in my heart and in my spirit, that God has given us all some strong faith. But I've never been around anyone with as much strong faith as I see in you. And so, therefore, as we approach anything in life, it doesn't matter how serious or not serious it might be to our family. The way you approach it has such a different meaning in the way that I approach things. I do try to make sure I position myself in alignment with where God would want me to be. But being a human being, I don't think my faith is as strong as yours. It never has been. I will not be telling the truth if I really would say to myself that I know it's as strong as yours. But I do know one thing. I do understand and know that Jeremiah 29:11, where it tells us, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So if I'm believing in God's word, which I will take God's word, I will stand on his word, and I will build from his word and go forward. So I wasn't distraught when the house didn't sell. I was distraught when it did sell at first, because I thought things were moving a little too fast. It seemed like our whole life was just going up before us and disappearing from us, because all of our life together has been memories that we've made pretty much in that house at the address we're at currently for the last almost 27 years. And I'm just grateful, and I'm just thankful that God continues to show us what he desires. I mean, I'm not saying that he is saying you still will not move. It was just that we might be delayed for a while, that it's not the perfect timing at that moment. And so I'm just hoping and I'm praying that we stay in concert with and in connection with the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that as he ministers to us, that we know when to move and when not to move. One of the things that I do love about both of us is we do understand when the Spirit is speaking with us. We have discernment, and because of that, it has allowed us to be able to see things slightly different than other people that we see on this earth. And so I just pray that God continue to help all of us be the best that we can be in whatever situation we're in. But don't get discouraged in well-doing. Continue to do what you have to do to go forward and understand what it is when God is telling you to press forward and do the things that you need to do to make a difference in the world that you're a part of, that inner circle, that community, so that you can continue to be a blessing. And I think God wasn't finished with us here at the community we're in. There's still yet work to be done, and that's what I receive. So I'm good. When he says move, I know through discernment, I know you will know it, and at that time, we will make the necessary adjustments. But in the meantime, we will continue enjoying the beautiful home that he gifted us many years ago.
Amen. Powerful. Touch and agree. 100. Now, there are all types of ministries that are needed and necessary. And, you know, we believe that we all walk in the ministry of reconciliation. And we all are peacemakers, sons and daughters of the Most High. And when we think about all of the activities that are taking place around the world and all of the, again, we mentioned it in the opening piece, all of the corruption that's taking place, all of the deception, all of the lies. I mean, the word talks about how the very elect of God would be deceived in these last times. When we think about all of that and we look at what's going on with young people, I know we, over time, we've had a chance to deal with young people, our children, other children, and I know sometimes for me it just kind of breaks my heart when I see young people being deceived and young people, you know, not doing things that many of us parents would like to see happen. Yet at the same time, it's a beautiful thing when we see our children sometimes come back and say something to us that lets you know that, oh, maybe they were listening. Oh, maybe they do understand. And I know during the course of this past year, you know, we have a son that also decided he was going to become engaged and asked a young lady to be his future wife and future bride, and in alignment with agreement and oneness and all of that. And so I know that on one side of the situation, we had one thing going on and in that set of twins, but at the other hand, we have another one that wants to get married. So how does that make you feel as a mama, in terms of you're going to also soon have one of your children being married and committed to the concept of oneness and be able to share with them, as of course, as they come and seek counsel in that regard? Are you looking forward to that?
Absolutely. I think, you know, once as an individual comes to grips with themselves and they recognize, they know, and they understand what it is that they want in life, you know, they then prepare themselves. Once you made a decision to say that I'm in love with this person, this is the person I want to be with, it doesn't take years and years and years to determine whether or not you want to ask this person to marry you. Someone that you've been with and you know you're in sync with one another, you know you're in agreement, you know you're in, and you're experiencing, you know, the opportunity of getting to know one another. I think it's very important that you do take the time to sit down and say, okay, we're not ready to move to the next level. And so what do we do at that point? Then you start preparing. You know, we got to understand and know that in order for us to be successful, there must come a time where we got to prepare. And one of the areas in preparing is first believing in, you know, what you know your spiritual growth is, and believing if it is that you understand and know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that you definitely accept him as your personal Lord and Savior, then you put him first. And you allow yourself an opportunity to grab hands with your future spouse and be able to bring them in to your circle by holding their hand and being there with one another, praying with one another, and understanding that you pray without ceasing, not just then, but throughout. You pray in the presence of your future spouse. You pray out of the presence of your future spouse. You always be there to support them. If you start doing these things early on, even in your courtship, even in your dating ship, when you get very serious, in your engagement, you will find it's going to be very easy for you to do a lot of those things, to put your faith in action, to be able to understand and know that your soulmate is not perfect, and they're going to make mistakes, and it gives you an opportunity to be able to understand and know what you must do. And so I will say to all of you, to our son, to our future daughter-in-law, to all of our brothers and sisters, you know, we do not consider ourselves yet to be taking hold of it, but one thing we do is forgetting what is behind and striving toward what is ahead. So we can't think about our past relationships that we've been in before, but now that we've made a decision, this is who I want to be with, now you leave that stuff behind you. Now you've set a new precedent. You're with someone else. You want to be with them. You want to love on them. You want to give them your all. So now at this point, do as I said earlier. You press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called each and every one of us. That's heaven bound in Christ Jesus. So you believe in that's who your spouse is supposed to be. And when you two work together, it will happen. And not only will it happen, but you'll be able to operate in the oneness that God desires for you to operate in. And so I wish nothing but the best, not only for Jesse and Michaela, but for any individual that's finding themselves in a position where they're engaged or they're very seriously dating someone, that God will be in the midst to allow them to come forward with full manifestation of oneness to the utmost. And that's that, bringing those two together where they leave their mother and their father and they join in oneness and they become one, and that they have the ability to operate in a manner with that first institution that God put together called Mary, that God will allow them to be in holy matrimony one to another. So I'm very excited.
Amen. Powerful. You know, we speak oftentimes of, and I know I've shared this with you, the impact that my father, my adopted father, Leroy Alexander Store, had on our family. One time we beat the statistics, so has your family. Because, again, I believe the impact that, you know, your father had on your family. Where a lot of times men, we are sometimes accused of things that we haven't taken business of, yet we both come from families where the men who were not the biological fathers had such an impact on the children because the children got married and stayed married. And I know that was one of the beautiful things, and one of the things that attracted me to you was the fact that you came from a family that understood those kind of what the world sometimes may call dysfunctions. But at the end of the day, you know, the love that I see, that I've learned, that's available in your family is just so powerful, so powerful. And what is it, I know, that made you or gives you that unique perspective, where what I still say is unique among women, to where you seem to stand and you seem to have really that God perspective of the blended family. When you look back over your life, what is it that gives you or gave you that unselfish ability to love and love everybody? What is it?
Well, Jesse, you know, I'm no different than anyone else, just like you. You know, when our parents first probably got together with their future spouse, I mean, it wasn't something that we were embracing right away. I don't know, there's probably anybody out there that doesn't desire, for the most part, for their mother and their father to be together until death do them part. And so when I noticed and realized that I was at a very young age that my mother and my father weren't going to be together, and there was going to be another man that was going to stand in and be there as we would call our father. And it didn't happen overnight. And I will say that there were many, many years that we struggled with trying to be accepting of the spouse that my mother chose to be in holy matrimony with. I don't know about you all, but I just know I felt like, you know, he was coming in and trying to change something we already had set up that we thought was working. And so I will say that over time and over the last 50-plus years that they've been together, that it did take a lot of prayer, it took a lot of understanding, it took a lot of love out of all of us to be able to understand that this was God's perfect will for our mother, so that she is in holy matrimony with a wonderful man, has been for over 50-some years, and I'm grateful and thankful. So that just brings me back to, it's not so much sometimes what we want and what we should see, but it's what God desires for us. And so when we think about Philippians 4, be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. See, back then, we may not have known when we was real little really how to approach it as a petition to God. But as we continue to just believe and continue to go with the flow and understand and know what it is that God had in store for us, at that particular moment, we knew and we understood that it's God's will for our life, especially as we fast forward 20, 30 years and start to mature and grow and understand what it is that God desires for us to do. And so then when you think about it, when you go to verse 7, it says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus," which is what truly happened. I've been a lover of Christ for as long as I can remember in all of my life. I might have strayed away. I might have done things that he might not have been 100% pleased with. But I will say that through it all, that I will say that God has always been the forefront of everything I do, and I try to put him first to be able to be understanding of why I think the way I do and respond in the manner in which I do. So as I fast forward 50 years, 50-plus years, I can truly say it had nothing to do with me. It just had all to do with God, that he strategically put my mother and father together and allowed them to be together as they mature in their mature years and allows them to be a blessing to one another. So was it overnight that it was accepting, but it is truly accepted today. Here we are in 2023.
Beautiful, beautiful. And the message there really is that we have a lot of blended families, and blended families can be and are highly dysfunctional. Yet God is a God of blended families. And we ourselves in the flesh, we need to come to understand that fact, that if man and woman have had children together, they should be able to get along. They should be able to talk to each other. They should be able to coexist because they have something in common, which is those children. And we should not allow the fact that we were not able to make it, for whatever reason it may be. The reason is irrelevant. Whatever reason it may be, we should be able to say, we're going to get it together. We're going to communicate. We're going to do everything we can because of these children. And it's because of those children that we should come together and be mature adults. And there are too many today that are just so immature that you hear about oftentimes, and they're not able to enjoy and allow those children to extract the very best from both of those parents. Parents who many times provide great, great inspiration and great insight, great learnings for those children. But because their relationship, for whatever reason, didn't come together, one or the other will allow it to destroy what could be the best for those children. And I just thank God, Tammy, that we both came out of those situations. And because of that, I think we have a perspective that is unique, not unique among us, but I think the application is unique. And then, of course, we have to deal with sometimes sickness in families, all of us, which can also have an impact on oneness. I look at just the past few months ago, as you mentioned it earlier, where just going in for regular, you know, blood work after dealing with that ugly C thing, you know, years ago, and being told that I was dealing with recurrence again. And yes, I got frustrated. Yes, you go and you see the plan of attack, you may say they have, the protocols they have for that kind of situation, and you're frustrated. But you know and understand, like you said in your prayer and your comments, that if God did it once, God can do it again. And so at the same time, I know as a spouse, when you now, over these past few months, you've had a chance to see and you know and you understand the changes and you understand what oral chemo treatments do, that now you can take chemo in the form of a pill for the protocol and some of the things that I'm dealing with. And at the end of the day, what is it, though, that gives you the strength to know that even though there are some that would say, oh, this time, no, it's outside of the gland, it's in the body somewhere, there's no way you're going to be able to come out on the other side. What is it that gives you the belief, the faith, to want to match what I'm believing? I'm saying every day that I am cancer free. I'm saying every day that cancer cannot live in me. But what is it that gives you that same hope and that same faith? That maybe some man or some woman might right now tonight be hearing this, and one or the other may have been given some kind of doctor prognostication or diagnosis about a loved one. What is it? What powers you and empowers you to hold on and believe?
Well, number one, Jesse, we just can't get in agreement with something that's not of God. And we know that by one is just saying that it's time for you to check out of here, when we know in our spirit that we feel that there's still work to be done. One of the things that I will truly say in that regard is, first of all, let's not get it twisted. Yes, we are going to have a set day and a time, and we just don't want that to be sooner than it's supposed to be. So whatever God's will is, we got to believe that we're going to put it in his hands. So one of the things we got to do is, when we're going through a process, when we're going through a challenge, we got to understand that we have to say to ourselves, we must trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. But what we must do is acknowledge him in all of our ways. We must submit to him, and he will make our path straight to the point where we understand and know what it is that he wants us to do and how he desires us to do it. We can't allow man in form of a doctor or in form of someone who thinks, feels, and believes they may be speaking a prophetic word over us. If it's not something that is God-given, that is from God, then we have to acknowledge that we got to trust God and not man and be able to go forward and do great things in this life. We can't give up on life too soon, because sometimes there's going to be an opportunity for us to go forward and fight for whatever it is that we desire and want in this life that God has blessed us with. We can't go down easy. Anything worth having is worth fighting for. And we have to understand and know that God has great things in store for us, but it may not come easy. Are you willing to go out there and do the things that you need to do to be successful? When I think about, even as you mentioned, baby, and I think about our daughter, she did not have it any easier by her baby being a stillborn versus being delivered as a healthy baby girl. She still had to push to get Venus out. She still had to go through that pain that she had to go through to release the baby from her body. Normally, on normal circumstances, it's worth going through that pain because it's really relatively short before you get an opportunity to enjoy the benefits of that pain. There's no difference in anything we do in life. We may go through a little pain getting to where we need to get to from one point to the next, but it's all worth it if we endure and stay steadfast, unmovable, and understanding that there's something better on the other side. So I think that's where it really does make a difference for all of us, that we don't give in too soon and we don't complain too much, that we allow the grace of God to manifest in and through us to accomplish the goals that we have at hand.
And you know, Tammy, that's so beautifully stated, and I want to follow that up. That we have, of course, we're not spring chickens, but at least I'm not. And we are blessed yet to have parents that are still alive. And I know during this month of December, and we've had another ministry to deal with, the ministry to, I know your mother and my mother both were dealing with some dizziness, and my mother fell and had to be hospitalized. And matter of fact, she's in rehab right now, in a nursing home in rehab, and because she broke her hip and also had some fractured ribs. And we've been doing the best we can to minister to those needs. And I know God also then blessed you with a new opportunity, with a new assignment that's very demanding on your time. So how do you as a person, as a wife, as a mother, as a, again, an executive, as a daughter, how did you manage to continue to do what you're doing with all of the demands on your times and all of those that are pulling at you and desiring to be blessed by that anointing that God has placed in your life? And in the last couple of minutes or so, how can you just summarize your time management? Because it is tremendously necessary in oneness in marriage.
Well, Jesse, there's a couple things. I think the first thing we got to do is understand and know where we're being blessed. And when we see it as a true blessing, and I know that in regards to the position that God had gifted and placed in my hand, it was a gift from him. And I got to continue to do my part to work hard and do the dance smart, to do the things I need to do to have great success. I must understand that my first priority is making sure that I put God first in all that I do. I put my family second to know where they stand, and my family does come before any job that God has even blessed us with. And then I thank God that I have the ability to do what I need to do to be successful on the job and on the opportunity, on the new career that he placed before me, and I will do just that. I will not take it for granted. I will not go and do half the job that they're paying me my full wages on. And so I am grateful and I'm thankful that when I think about, even when we speak about Ephesians 4, when it talks about it in that great chapter of Ephesians 4, is to be made new in the attitude of your mind. So I can say that I have to change my mindset to know that God blessed me with this opportunity. I got to do everything in my power to make sure that I make him well pleased in everything that I do. And I know that he blessed me in this opportunity because he desired for me to go forward and be a blessing to others. And then I want to just make sure that when I think about even verse 24 in that wonderful chapter of Ephesians chapter 4, it says, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. When I go into an account, I'm going in there, yes, to do a job that I've been called to do, but ultimately I'm in there to be a blessing to another individual that might need me to speak life into them for such a time as this.
Amen. Powerful, powerful. Well, my brothers and my sisters, I know you probably can ascertain by now we're not in our static studio. We're in our moving studio this evening, as we have yet been in ministry work again this evening. We've been visiting my mother, who is in the hospital in rehab after a broken hip and fractured rib or two. And we're in the Roland studio, and we're just having a conversation. And, of course, as God gives utterance, the prophetic will move forward. So I just want to thank you all for being with us this evening. We wanted to do this and wanted to do it live, and thank God for bringing this and make it representative of 2023. And we want to remind you to join Minister Lil Killings, who will be coming on at 9 o'clock. You have to dial back in, as we're going to go ahead and close this down. So may God bless you and may God keep you in 2023. And whatever you do in your oneness, you got to do it in love. You got to do it in peace. You got to do it in unity. Because oneness is the greatest gift you can give to yourself and to your family. So until we come together again next week, this is Jesse and Tammy Storr wishing the best that God has to offer to you and to yours. Love you, baby.